我们这个郡园呢是个有长远历史、历史悠久的。
This city has a long history.
那么圣经怎么称呼这样的人呢
？How does the Bible describe call this city?
圣经称他说我们的旧人。
The Bible calls it our old man.
所以你读六章第六节，你知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
Chapter 6, verse 6 says, knowing our old man being crucified with him.
我的岳父还在地上的时候。
My father-in-law was still.
后来他年纪老迈了。
Later he became very old.
那我的儿子呢？是这个他还小，那么而且都一面学中文，一面学英文。
My son, when he was young, he was studying Chinese and English.
他很多的中文呢是从英文直接翻译过来的。
And his Chinese is translated from English.
所以他闹了很多很有趣的笑话。
So he has had many jokes.
所以他有一天就说，他说妈妈，你看很奇怪，他说你看我们的外，他就是说他的外祖父很旧了。
So one day he said, Mom, it's very strange, our grandfather is very old.
你知道中文的旧跟老是一个字。
In Chinese, old is 旧和 old is
代理。他不知道怎么用它。
He doesn't know how to
use it. 所以他就说你看我们爷爷已经旧了。
Our grandfather is used.
那么意思就是说他已经很老了。
Means that he's very old.
那弟兄姊妹这是非常打引的。
And this is very
圣经说我们的旧人一面来讲，当你犯罪犯多了，就是真的老旧不堪了。
On one hand, our sinners become very old because of sin.
所以你翻译诗歌要很小心。
So be very careful when you translate song.
The old rugged cross.
那古老的十字架，
这个有的人翻成老旧的十字架，这就错了。
Some translated as 老旧十字架。
那古老的十字架是对的。
The old is right.
它是古而不旧的。
It is very ancient but not.
但是呢，如果你讲老旧了，证明说它朽坏了。
If it is 老旧 that means it's already corrupted.
如果我们这个人从来没有犯过罪的话，
If we have ever, we never sinned,
你可以说这个亚当这个人是古老的。
You can say Adam is very ancient.
你可以说他不是旧的。
But you cannot say he's old.
但是没有错。
But
你看见说我们今天这个人是越来越朽坏的。
You see, our person has become decayed.
所以一点都没有错。当你想象到 corruption 咱们朽坏的时候，
We talk about corruption.
我们要说他不光老了，而且他旧了。
He's not only old, but ancient, but he's old.
所以圣经说我们的旧人。
So Bible says our old man.
所以实在说来，就是指着我们这个亚当里面的人来说。
And refers to our person in Adam.
但虽然如此，你看我们每一个人。
Even so, you see our
blood. 看神不光给我们一个身体。
Not only God gave us a body.
神也给我们一个活泼的灵魂。
He gave us a living soul.
神也给我们尊贵的灵。
Give us an honorable.
所以，如果你传福音的话，
so if you share the
gospel, 要看你人你是什么杰作。
We need to see man is God.
你如果想知道魂里面的故事的话，
if you want to know the story of the soul,
你就看看神的创造就可以。
Look at God's creation.
你知道你一生呢，他能学多少东西？
How many things can a man learn?
你知道我们脑子能装多少东西？
How many stuff we can put in our mind?
你知道有的人说我不能读书，读了我头会痛。
Some say I cannot read a book because I will have a pain.
这句话是错的，你的头从来不痛的。
This is wrong. Your hand.
你知道神给我们这个软体，这个电脑啊，是从那个记忆是根本用不完的。
You know God created our brain, the memory will be.
你什么都不能理解，你的脑子不用疲倦的。
You can be tired of anything but not your mind.
那你痛是什么痛呢？
But what is your headache?
是你头的皮肤痛啊，这个是对的，你太多了，这个皮肤会痛。但是你的脑子是不痛的。
It's the skin of your brain that's aching.
那么一个人他一生到底能装多少的知识呢？
How many knowledge can you put in your whole life?
如果大家参观过美国的华盛顿的国会图书馆，
If you have ever visited the Library of Congress,
你知道美国的国会图书馆藏书有多少吗？
How many books are there in that library?
你就知道那里到底装多少的知识，对不对？
You know how many knowledge are stored there.
但是你看看一个人从小到大，他一辈子，如果他要装的话，可以把多少知识装在他脑子里面呢？
The see how many knowledge can a person put in through his whole life?
是国会图书馆所能够装的90倍
It's 90 or 100-fold the times of the Congress.
那是所以现在你能想到
Now you see
几千年来你把这些专家当你政府通通放在一起的
So many thousand years you put all the riches in Adam
到了21世纪今天
Now came to 21st
你看见你一个把人送到月亮上去
You see man can send man to
今天你在厨房里面你也可以上银行去
Even in the kitchen, you can do a bank transaction.
所以你看见吗？很多事情，你看现在年轻人手里面，不管他拿一个手机，抱一个手机。
Today's young person, young man, they have.Young people have the cell phone.
所以这代表什么
？What does this mean?
你看，你这个就是在亚当里面整个经验，所有丰富，你把它加在一起。
This is the sum up of all the experience in Adam.
你如果全部加在一起，这是个宇宙人，对不对？这是个世界人，对不对
？If you add them all together, this is a world person.
这个丰富就是世界的丰富。
This riches is the riches of the world.
所以你讲的这个物质的世界，它最大的丰富还不是物质。
So talk about this material world, the riches of this world.
那如果这样的话，那个石头、木头会有什么丰富
？And what abundance does a stone or wood have?
当然了，你的麦子也长得这个也是，但是比起你知道说那个我们今天亚当的丰富还不多，这是外面的东西。
The abundance, the riches in Adam is not just those outward.
他的丰富那是魂的丰富。
The riches is the riches of the soul.
你看有多少伟大的音乐的作品
？How many good masterpieces of music?
有多少文学的作品
？How many good literature?
有许多不朽的杰作
，many masterpieces。
你看在科学上许多伟大的发现
，lot of discovery, great discovery。
你如果把这些通通加在一起的
，if you add them all together，
你不要忘记。神当初创造亚当的时候
，When God first created Adam，
神就把这些丰富通通放在他的里面。
God has already put all those riches in him。
但是很可惜
，but very pitiful。
有一天亚当犯罪了
，One day Adam sinned。
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见我们这个人这个时间越长，慢慢这个朽坏的东西带进来了。
You see the longer we live, the more corruption is coming
in。那么然后对着一面，你看见伟大。
On the one hand, you see the greatness of man.
另一面，你也看见败坏的一面。
On the other hand, you see the corruption.
这就是人类犯罪的故事。
This is a story of human sin.
纽约是全世界的首都。
New York is the capital of the world.
在纽约，你能找到什么？
What can you discover?
你能找到全世界最好的。
You can find the best in the world.
你也能找到全世界最坏的。
You can also discover the worst.
最好的不要忘记是神创造的亚当。
The best, don't forget that God created Adam.
最坏的因为天亚当犯了罪。
The worst because one day Adam sinned.
你说这有可能？
You see this possible?
当然有可能。
Of course it's possible.
从前有个画家想画一个画，能够代表什么叫做善。
And one day a painter wants to paint a painting to represent what, to describe what is
good. 他说我要知道到底什么叫做善，什么叫做美，什么叫做 beauty.
I want to find out what it means by beauty.
结果有一天他带着礼拜堂去。
So one day he went to a cathedral.
他到这礼拜堂就鼓励他，特别经常看他们唱诗班，有一帮人在那唱诗。
He went to a church building. You see the choir was singing.
那都是年轻的。
They were all young people.
说都是年轻人在那唱诗歌。
Young people were there singing.
结果这画家。
And the painter discovered one handsome young person.
所以他说这个就是美的象征了。
He said this is the symbol of.
所以我一定要把这个美把它留下来，把它画下来。所以他就说，现在我要告诉人说，这个就是美。
I want to keep this image of beauty. Now I want to tell people this is what is beauty.
但是我很高兴。
He finishes,
跟他们现在呢，我要另外再去环游全世界，我要到处去找，我要找什么叫做 ugly， 什么叫做丑。
Now I want to travel the whole world. I want to find what it means by ugly.
他好久都没有找到。
He discovered none.
那到有一天他找到了。
Until one day,
他在马路上忽然看见了这个警察在追一个强盗。
And all of a sudden, he saw a police were chasing a robber.
所以他就赶快就跟着这个强盗旁边。
So he just followed this robber.
结果他发现强盗从这个墙上就翻下来，就摔了一跤。
And this robber fell from the wall.
那么他就是刚好和这个画家是面对面的。
And this just happened to be face to face with this robber.
他说太好了，现在我终于找到了丑陋的那张照，那一张画像。
He said, "Wonderful! Now I have found the ugly, the picture of ugly."
结果他就捕捉了那个丑陋。
And then he captured that image of ugliness.
就在那个时候
at that moment,
他就这个面孔是似曾相识，好像在什么地方见过。
He realized, yes, we saw this picture, this face before.
他忽然醒过来。
And all of a sudden, he said,
这个年轻人就当初他在那个礼拜堂里面要画的那个著名的同样的一个人。
And this is the same person he found in the church building the choir.
这是悲剧，是不是？
And this is a tragedy.
每个全世界最美的和全世界最丑的，你在一个人的身上。
The most beautiful and most ugly is the same person.
全世界最有智慧的人，他的名字叫做所罗门。
And the wisest person of the whole world, his name is.
没有人比他更有智慧。
Nobody has is more wisdom than.
但是后来所罗门犯了偶像。
And the latest, Solomon has committed.
全世界最 knowledgeable 一件事情就是偶像。
The foolish thing of the whole world is idolatry.
你会想到说，一个最有智慧的和最愚昧的在一个人的身上。
Can you imagine that the most wise and the most foolish person thing happened in one
day? 你怎么解释？
How can you explain this?
因为所罗门是他的 first name.
Because Solomon is his first name.
他的 last name 叫 Adam.
His last name is called Adam.
所以弟兄姊妹，在他的身上你能看见最好的。
In his life, we can see the best.
就是亚当是神创造的。
Because Adam was created by God.
他人堕落以后
，but after man fell,
你看见人最丑陋的一面。
You see the ugliness, ugly, most ugly things.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？I understand.
你如果看整个的世界，把所有人加在一起
，if you look at the whole world, put at every person together,
这就是一个 collective 一个集体的一个人，叫做亚当。
This collective person is called Adam.
It
could include everything.
You
have to include everything
together.
And in the Old Testament, there is
this picture.
That's the picture in the second chapter of
Daniel.
Do you remember Nebuchadnezzar saw this great statue?
有金有银有铜有铁。
The gold and silver and bronze and iron.
头是金的。
And the head is gold.
胸是银的。
And the breast is
silver. 肚子是铜的。
And the gold is abundant is
腿跟腕好，腿是铁的。
And the feet is iron.
所以你看看这个人啊，可以说是一个大人，这个巨人是可畏的人。
And this person is a statue is great. It's a giant.
那么当然我们知道那个金代表巴比伦大帝国。
We know the gold represents the great kingdom of Babylon.
然后银代表波斯大帝国。
And silver represents the Persian Empire.
当时大卫，当时但以理给讲那个是个预言，不错。
And Daniel first tell us it was a prophecy.
后来在历史上就完成预言了。
It was fulfilled in history.
然后我们的铜的部分是希腊，然后铁的部分代表罗马。
And the bronze is Greek and the iron is Roman.
然后后面有半铁半泥的，一直到小脚趾头。
And later we have for half iron and half clay.
这个代表什么？
What does this represent?
这个代表人类历史的一个流程。
This represents a flowing chart of human.
当下人类历史到了巴比伦帝国，你看见说这个人类已经爬到了相当的高峰了。
When the history reaches Babylon Kingdom, it is the pinnacle of man.
所以现在如果你想知道亚当的丰富的话
，So now if you want to discover Adam's riches,
你只要看看巴比伦帝国就好了。
Just look at Babylon.
但是不要忘记了
，Don't forget.
你看见巴比伦只是看一个痕迹而已。
What you see in Babylon is just a transect.
只是个部分 cross section， 只是一个部分，不是，是个截面而已。
It's just a cross section.
但是你如果看到波斯大帝国的时候。
But if you see the Persian Empire,
你都我记得很清楚啊，你读这个以斯帖记，就叫波斯大帝国从古时一直到印度，版图是最大最大的。
You see the Persian Empire expand from India to Ethiopia，
然后到了希腊大帝国
，then to the Greek Empire，
两年之内亚历山大就征服了那个时候的世界。
Within 2 years, Alexander conquered the whole world。
他征服完了世界，他这仗都没有哭了。
And he wept after he conquered。
那个将军问他：“你为什么要哭？”
Why do you cry？
他说：“我哭，因为从此以后再没有世界可以征服。”
He said, "I cry because there's no place to conquer."
所以你如果看见希腊所带给我们今天的宝，所有留下他的东西
，So if you see all the things left over by the Greeks,
你看今天讲人权
，Today we will talk about
the right of
people。Democracy,
这边叫做独立，这边叫自由
，freedom，
这些东西是从什么地方
？Where do those things？
如果你要看见今天我们所以有这些东西，事实上就是承受历史上有一个截面，叫做希腊大帝国的截面。
Today we have this because in history there's a cross section called the Greek Empire。
罗马帝国最后征服了希腊帝国。
Later on, Roman Empire conquered Greek Empire。
但是它的文化是承受了希腊的文化。
But its culture has inherited the Greek。
所以希腊的文化就征服了罗马帝国。
So the Hellenism has conquered Roman Empire。
所以我们不要忘记。
So don't forget。
今天所谓的东方跟西方。
Today the so-called East and West。
巴比伦跟波斯是代表东方的。
Babylon and Persian represent East。
你看见希腊跟罗马是代表西方的。
Greek and Roman represents the West。
你知道说这个亚历山大有一个梦。
You know Alexander and the Greek has a
dream。他的梦希望有一天东方跟西方能完全合起来。
His dream is that one day East and West can be unified。
他为了实现他的梦。
And in order to realize it,
他自己娶了波斯的女子。
He himself has married a Persian girl.
他要他底下的10,000的军人个个都娶波斯的女子。
He wants 10,000 of his soldiers, everyone marry a Persian girl.
所以他希望说，不分是希利人，不分是化外人，不分是自主的、犹为奴的，要是一个的。
So he dreamed that no matter it's a Greek or a Gentiles.Or barbarians, all become one.
所以你看，这是思想什么平等啊、自由，这些思想从什么地方来的
？So where does the idea of equality and freedom?
你看一下，今天希腊人他们已经做的，他们娶了波斯的女子。
Today the Greek they have married Persian.
所以他的意思就是让东方跟西方能够融合在一起。
He wants to melting together of East and
West. 这就是人类的理想。
This is the idea of human.
那么在那个时候，当然希腊慢慢有一些科学的东西就慢慢发展出来。
Later through Greece, many science developed.
所以弟兄姊妹，
是
今天我们所在的。
Today,
那个是不止经过了巴比伦帝国，然后也经过了波斯大帝国，也经过了希腊大帝国。
Come now, all from Babylon, also through the Persian and Greece.
但是最后也经过了罗马帝国。
Finally, go through the Roman Empire.
罗马人从来不是哲学家的。
Romans are never philosophers.
罗马人是思想家的。
Romans are pragmatic.
条条大路通罗马。
Every road is led to Rome.
希腊人可以做梦，他们不做梦。
The Greek can dream, but they will not.
需要告诉我们罗马怎么建造起来的。
Just tell us how the city of Rome is built.
而且怎样条条大路能够通罗马
？How can every road lead to Rome？
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是以这个实干，而且苦干的精神，你看从罗马来的。
This hard working is from Rome.
所以今天你如果来看今天美国一切的话
，If you look at the United States today，
你知道为什么今天美国这么伟大吗
？Why this country is so great？
美国所以伟大，不要忘记，它事实上是承受了亚当里面所有的丰富加在一起的。
The reason is because he has inherited all the riches in Adam put together。
但这个还是不够的。
This is not enough。
然后你如果知道罗马法律是很重要，没关系。
If you understand Rome, you know the law。
你知道那些讲的法律，你一定要追到罗马的法律的。
If you want to study the law, you have to trace back to the law。
你如果看的话，你若看今天我们有今天。
If you understand we have today，
特别到了主要回到以前。
Especially before the Lord，
你把这些通通加在一起的时候
，You put everything together，
这就变成了今天的世界。
This become the world we know today。
所以我们要知道，在亚当里面那个原因。
The person in Adam
实际上是个世界人。
It is in fact a man of this world.
是这些世界所有在亚当里面精华把它放在一起的时候。
It is you put all the things of this good things of this world together.
结果你就发现什么？结果你就发现所有的丰富都在这里。
Many of us cover all the riches are here.
那就不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这四至四个帝国
The four empires
在但以的其中
In chapter 7 of Daniel
同样这四个帝国
The same four kingdoms
圣经怎么说呢
What does the word mean?
四只兽从海中上来
The four beasts came out of the sea
巴比伦帝国像只狮子一样
Babylon is like a lion.
波斯帝国像熊一样。
Persia is like a bear.
它可以到处践踏葡萄园的。
And they can trample over all the vines.
造的非常的快。
And lepers very
quick. 所以亚历山大两年就征服世界。
That's why Alexander conquered the world.
所以预言是非常准确的。
And the prophecy is very
accurate. 你看见罗马不是铁吗？
Then you see the Roman Empire.
如果罗马历史完全是铁，可就完全铁来代表的。
You can read if you read a history, it can be represented by iron.
但你说不出它名字来。
You cannot tell the name.
你不能说它狮子，也不能说它熊，也不能说它是豹。
You cannot say it's the lion or the leopard or the bear.
是不知名的兽。
It is unknown.
是个残忍的兽。
It is very cruel.
所以现在你明白吗
Now you understand
但以理书第二章是给我们看你这个世界人的这个面子
And Daniel chapter 2 shows us the face of this world man
而且你到了这个第七章给我们看你世界人的影子
And in chapter 7 you see the evil of this world man
你看见外面是金银铜铁金碧辉煌
You see the appearance you see gold, silver, bronze and iron
但如果你注意看里面的秘诀问题
However, if you want to find out the inward nature, and that nature is a nature of beast.
是狮子的，是熊的，是豹的。
It's a lion, a bear, and a leopard.
这是你意思。
This is
这就给我们。
This shows us.
所以从一人就进入了世界。
Sin entered into the world.
我们还不知道罪带给世界有多大的伤害。
We still do not realize how much damage sin has done to this world.
但是很稀奇，面子也是都是一个人的。
And inward or outward, the same person.
最好和最坏都在一个人的身上。
The best and the worst is in one
person. 这就是在亚当里面。
This is the person in Adam.
明白吗？那么现在一直到主回来。
From now on, till the Lord returns,
我一直从最早从第经头一直到最后，你看这就整个历史的发展。
From the golden age till the end of history, that's the process.
所以如果你光看一个截面的话
，So if you look at just one cross section,
你说这是罗马帝国
？You see, this is the Roman Empire.
罗马的历史已经够你学的了。
And this is not for you to study Roman history.
然后还有一段是巴比伦的。
Another cross section is Babylon.
那也是够你学的了。
And that's enough for you to.
今天为什么一个钟头是六十分钟呢？
Today, why 1 hour is
一个钟头是六十秒啊
？Why 1 minute is 60 seconds?
是谁告诉我们
？Who tells us?
是巴比伦告诉我们
？Babylon told us.
是不忘记啊
？So don't forget.
那个时候的天文学根本就在巴比伦祭司手里啊。
At those time, the astronomy is in the priests of Babylon.
所以他们就把 astronomy 变成 astrology.
So they turned astronomy into astrology.
所以不要忘记，当初 astronomy 是神所创造的。
Astronomy is creation by God.
Astrology 是死人堕落了，被杀受撒旦影响，最后所有的产品。
Astrology is the result of man's fall.
所以我们不要忘记。
So don't forget.
这就为什么巴比伦的宗教能影响所有的宗教。
This is why the religion of Babylon can influence all other
religions. 所以你讲的宗教，讲到真的这些科学，你一定要追到巴比伦去吧。
So if you study the religion, all the sciences, you have to trace back to Babylon.
犹太人本来是全世界最好的农夫。
And the Jewish people are originally the best farmers.
他被掳到巴比伦以后。
And they were captured into Babylon.
变成全世界最好的商人。
They become the best merchants of the world.
许多的 banking system 是犹太人给我们。
A lot of banking system came from Jews.
犹太人从哪里得到这些东西的
？Where did they learn this thing?
他从巴比伦得来。
They learned from Babylon.
所以就是。
So why
今天你到纽约去？今天你特别在美国的金融世界里面
，especially in the financial world today, in America,
你要发现这里有巴比伦的影子。
You discover there is the shadow of Babylon.
所以旧约里面你看一幅，有个大人就是但以理所看见的大人。
in the Old Testament, you see this giant, this big statue. That's the chapter
12. 叫亚当.
His first name, his last name is Adam.
在新约里同样的,
in the same way, Paul, on his way to Damascus, what he saw is not a world man.
他看见的是一个宇宙,
what he saw is a universe man.
头在天上,
his head is in heaven, his body is on earth.
但以理所看见的金银铜铁,
and Daniel saw gold, silver,
and water.
And Paul, what Paul saw is a heavenly life.
一个是世界人,
one is a world man, one is a
one
is in Adam, one is in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹, so
if you see these two persons,
you
see ourselves. Each and every one of us is a miniature of Adam. We are saved, we shall be the miniature of God. According to our history, we have a history of corruption. That history is unlookable. That's why in our life we discover, you see Adam, you see Eve.
记得我的女儿小的时候，她告诉我说：“爸爸，你能不能告诉我，亚当像亚当长什么样子？”
My daughter, when she was young, she said, "Daddy, can you show me how Eve looked like?"
我说：“你等一等，我找机会我告诉你夏娃什么样子。”
He said, "Just wait a second, wait a minute, I will tell you how Eve
looked like." 但是有一天，我的女儿发脾气了。Until
one day, my daughter got angry.
然后我就拿过来，我就跟镜子里看，这就是夏娃的样子。
I take a mirror and show her this is the image of Eve.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以。
Every parent,
you
can see from their children
himself.
How stubborn their children are, and that's how stubborn they are.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
So that,
在我们每一个人身上,
in each and every one of us,
都是亚当的效应。
We are the image of Adam.
所以这个叫做救人。
This is called old man.
弟兄姊妹，但是你怎么认识救人的救恩？
How can you understand all anything about
the Savior?
Thank you.
你读到以斯帖记的时候，
Read the answer.
你看那个故事是谁的故事？
What's the story?
那个故事是亚哈书的故事。
The story is about the Ahasuerus.
那个名字最有名的、最多的名字就是亚哈书的名字。
The name is mentioned mostly in the Ahasuerus.
你看见整个的故事就是亚哈书的故事。
All the story is about the Ahasuerus.
那么弟兄姊妹， 这个亚哈书到底代表什么？
What does Ahasuerus represent?
第一， Number one,
he is the most important king in
Persia.
So he is one of the cross sections in Adam.
所以现在呢, 亚哈水奴, 他要花180天的时间, 摆了一个国宴, 叫全世界都知道他的国度有多么的荣耀, 多么的, 多么的伟大。
Now it has been 180 days to set up this banquet to show how glorious his kingdom.
所以当你读到亚以斯帖记第一章的时候,
so when you read the first chapter of
Adam, 你看见那里的丰富, 你是在亚当里面的丰富。
The riches described there is the riches in Adam.
所以亚哈水罗, 你是亚当的小女。
So Ahasuerus is the miniature of Adam. Here the king is not the king of Israel. It is not David. It's not the Solomon.
所以弟兄们,
this is a Gentile king. Here we have foreign things. Sin is foreign to us.
所以弟兄们,
because of
你读到以斯帖记的时候,
when you read Esther,
你发现说以斯帖记里面亚哈水罗其实就是指着我们救人来说的。
You discover Ahasuerus is referring to our old man.
你要明白救人种种，你只要看亚哈水罗怎么表现就是。
If you want to understand how the old man is, and you just look at what the
answer is. 当你读到亚哈水罗的种种的时候，
so when you read everything concerning him,
你就看见你自己的种种。
You see what you are,
弟兄姊妹，因为神创造了你。
On the one hand, it's God's creation.
And
on the one hand, it shows
victory.
Have you ever seen a national banquet in the last
180 days?
And only this banquet can manifest how great is this person.
But
the assurance is very
careful.
In the capital, Shushan, the citadel, he has set up another banquet for 7 days. Every person, small or great, can come to the palace. You see, the king can invite everyone to the
palace.
And this queen can also invite all the women to the
palace.
Everybody can eat and drink according to their pleasure. Whatever they want to do, they can do.
在他皇帝的宫殿里面,
in the palace of the king, their free will can play.
你看这里有个君王,
here is a king who loves his
city.
And he set up a banquet. They can enjoy all abundance of
so
when you read the first
chapter,
on the one hand, you see his empire lasts from India to Ethiopia.
Altogether, 127 times.
You can proclaim the decree of the king. At that time, there is no helicopter. At that time, he used the fast horse. So when the 12th month and 13th day, the time to come to kill all
people,
in the 3rd month, they send out the word. They need a couple months to reach the
death.
They need to put out the decree of the king in every city. So see how many
languages,
how many provinces. How great is the country? How can you manifest the glory and abundance of the
kingdom?
You can show the dignity and the glory of the kingdom. How many days
do you need?
We can display on display for
180
days. This is many times fold greater than the mentioned in Han banquet. So we can understand. And the first chapter of Esther, Ahasuerus, is a description of
what
if you want to understand what my old man is, this is what Ahasuerus. His accomplishment is great. He's amazing. He has wisdom. He has dignity. He has glory. He can humble to such extent. He can listen to the advice from the seven. This is not easy. He knows himself is not wise enough. But he's wise enough to invite seven eunuchs to be his
advisor.
So in first chapter you see all the riches of Adam is represented by the riches of Adam. So the story begins from here. Now you see who's the main character. Ahasuerus is the main character.
什么名字
？Amazing, there are many names.
你知道不知道 ？Haman 名字 ，Haman 的儿子，妻子名字。
Now only Haman's name, but his wife Haman 的四个儿子的名字。And names of his ten sons.
圣灵不会忘记名字。
The Holy Spirit will not forget about the
name. 圣灵的名字，圣灵是会忘记。
However, the most important name, Holy Spirit seems to forget.
你看，圣灵是不容易的。
You see, when the Holy Spirit did this, until
he 看见说，今天人们到了今，到了一个时候。
You see, man has come to this point.
你什么名字都听见。
You have heard many names.
有人说神已经不在了。
Some will say God has disappeared.
有人说根本神已经死了。
Some say God has already died.
所以你觉得什么名字都叫你脸上有光彩。
So no, all has a name will give glory to you.
所以最常见的名字亚哈谷。
The most common name is Ahasuerus.
那是很清楚的。
It's very clear.
不管读到哪一章都亚哈谷有的不死。
You read every chapter and find the name of Ahasuerus.
为什么姊妹？在这里你就看见说亚哈谷有的是代表我们的救人。
Here you see Ahasuerus represent our own man.
这里亚哈谷的表现就是我们的表现。
Here his appearance is our king.
亚哈谷怎样是暴君，我们也怎样是暴君。
How Ahasuerus is the tyrant, we are a tyrant.
丈夫是暴君，妻子也是暴君。
The husband is a tyrant, and so is the wife.
所以有的人说，伴君如伴虎啊。
Some will say to accompany a king is like accompany a lion.
那这个君，他的这个君可以解释丈夫来说的。
This
伴君如伴虎嘛。所以你如果和丈夫在一起，好像跟老虎在一起一样。
To be with your husband is like with a tiger.
你知道你不知道什么时候爆发起来了。
You don't know when you will burst into
anger. 这就是我们嘛。你先说，你是觉得这样吗？这个亚哈谷有好姐，真是好的很啊。
This man has a husband is good.
他很厉害。你看这个世界要问他要。见他，他说你要什么，我一半都给你。
He is very generous, so generous. When Esther went to see him, he said, "I can give you even half of my kingdom."
所以他讲两次，国全都没有了。
When he mentioned this twice, his kingdom is half.
第三次他说我要把国一半给你。
So he mentioned this the third time, "I want to give half of my kingdom."
像不像你的丈夫，像不像你的妻子
？Is this like your husband or like your wife?
你看我们这个人是不是这样，吃不了全门开的
？Are we like this? We often write.
这话讲得非常好听的。
We can say many good words.
所以你看见我们每个人都是。泥汤大全的作者，我们把都灌泥汤，泥汤大全的作者吧。所以你看见好话都是说尽的。
So we speak, we use all the good words.
你去看，你去看，你好像有这有名有意思极了。
So very interesting. If look at this character of the house,
这都是亚哈谷的影子。
Everywhere you see the shadows of
him. 为什么？因为亚哈谷在那地位太明显了。
Because his position is so obvious.
结果神好像退位了。
As if God has quit.
神已经隐藏起来。
As if God is hidden.
神可以藏到一个地步，好像没有神了。
God can hide himself to an extent that he, as if God is.
你有没有想到圣经里面讲到神有一个形容词？
Have you thought about the Bible? There's one adjective to describe.
我不告诉你在哪里，去圣经里把它找出来。
I will not tell you where it is, and you need to find it out.
神说他是自隐的神。
God said, "He is the God who hides himself."
他就自己藏起来了。
He hides himself.
他把我们捉迷藏，你我就再找也找不到他。
As if he was playing hide and seek.
所以有人说，没有神。
So people will say, some people will say,
"As no one knows." 苏联的太空学太空人当时到了太空转一圈，我是没有神，我转了半天没有碰到神。
You know, the cosmonaut of Russia, some they said, "I traveled out space, I see no God."
你要告诉他，神是把自己藏起来了。
We shall tell him that God has hidden
himself. 不是只有人的，是人坐在宝座上，神退位了。
God made himself, only man now is on the throne.
你现在把教科书打开，都是大好人，都是主流。
If you open the textbook today, they are all revolution, all dialogue.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我的情形。
Is this the situation today?
这不是反常的情形。
Is this abnormality?
最重要的名字应该在前面。
The most important name should be the first.
现在每一页你看见都是亚哈谷，有的不是。
Now you turn the page, you see Ahasuerus everywhere.
你看见那个不是做王吗？
Is the new man the king?
为什么要叫神退位吗
？Man want God to quit.
什么叫 humanism？ 什么叫人文主义
？What is humanism？
人文主义就是呀，这里坐在宝座上。
Humanism is a hazardous as a king.
所以现在你看见吗？好像神的名字不见了。
Now as if God's name disappeared.
这就证明说，你看我们所处的时代是个悲剧，是个弯曲悖逆的时代。
That's why the time that we are in is a time of iniquity.
你看圣灵的介入就是突显的。我们看，你看，我们今天光明是个怎么样不正常的情形
？So this the Holy Spirit reveals to us what our conditions are.
但是圣灵非常的公平。
The Holy Spirit is very fair.
他给我们看了亚当丰富的一面。
He shows us the riches in honor.
也给我们看到他堕落的一面。
Also shows us the corruption that he
has made.
但是是
所以因为你看见亚哈书有他很刚烈的一面。
On one hand, you see Ahasuerus has his fierce.
刚烈就是很刚，就是那种
rigid strong。
但另一面呢，你也看见他很温柔的一面。
On the other hand, you see he is very gentle。
你看见，所以你可以看见这个好像是两个人在一个人身上。
You see there's two kind of things in one person。
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以
你是如此的亚哈书读的时候，
你为为了还是
你要注意，圣经就是用这个来给我们看我们的旧人是怎样的一个人。
The Bible uses this to show us what our old man looks like。
你听见吗？你
听
见吗？很多的话是对旧人来说的。
Many words refers to our old man。
如果对我们的魂来说的。
It's concerning our soul。
所以亚哈书人就代表我们的魂。
So Ahasuerus represents our soul。
不要忘记，
不要忘记，
你的魂，今天你是暴君，你是英君呢，还是昏君
？Today are you a tyrant or are you wise？
你是英明呢，还是昏庸
？Are you wise or foolish？
那么弟兄姊妹，如果他听哈曼的话，他就是昏君
；If you listen to Haman, he is a tyrant。
他听摩迪改的话，他就是英君
；If you listen to Mordecai, he is a wise king。
所以弟兄姊妹，整个的故事就是亚哈先生怎么从昏君变成英君的。
So the entire story is concerning how Ahasuerus turned from
strong to wise。
我们蒙了得救以后 ，So after we were saved，
但是现在圣灵要把这里的故事就是告诉我们。
Now the Holy Spirit wants to reveal the story。
所以当你读第一章的时候
，So when we read first chapter，
你看见亚哈书吗
？You see Ahasuerus。
今天你给我们看见他的伟大。
On one hand, you see the greatness of him。See this glory。
然后你看他多么慷慨，他能够把很多的酒就赐给所有的百姓。
You see this generosity, he gave all the wines to all his people。
那么，然后圣经告诉我们说。
Then the Bible tells us，
等到第七天，等到最高峰的时候
，until the seventh day, the pinnacle。
现在你知道说，他把他所有的丰富都要展览出去。
Now he wants to display all his riches。
这是亚当里面的习惯。
This is the habit of
Adam。为什么许多人爱表现
？Why many people like to show off？
你说我爱表现，不是我父母爱表现。
You say I like to show off, not because my parents。
你要把你就是爱表现。
Because Adam。
我们表现不是一天，我们的国宴不是七天，我们国宴常常不是180天。
Our national banquet is not just one day, but 180 days。
弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚。你
是
在亚当里面，我们的情形就像你是贴近这里所形容的一样。
In Adam, our condition is just like what described in Adam。
等到这些到了最高峰的时候
，When it reaches the climax，
现在我们问说
，Now they ask，
你现在已经把最好的给我们看到了。
Now you have shown us the best。
你还有什么最好的
？What do you still have？
你还有什么最得意的
？What is the most things you feel？
整个的江山都是你的。
The entire country is yours。
127省都是你的。
127 presidents，
想要比那个更好的。
What is even better？
什么比你更好的？那这个就证明说你是很有成就的人。
This proves you are very achievement。
现在你不是两袖清风，一事无成，你实在是你看见这是你的荣耀，这是你的成就。
Now you are a very very highly achieved person。
所以当他喝饮酒作乐，当最满意的时候。
So when we drink and eat and just to be happy，
看见的时候，他的骄傲可以说到了最高峰。
You can tell that his pride reaches the pinnacle。
那人到了骄傲的最高峰，有最危险的时候。
And it is the most dangerous moment。
当酒精在他身上发作的时候
，When alcohol starts to work，
他有一种的冲动。
He has this impulsion。
他一定要做一件事情。
He wants to do one thing。
这一件事情。
This thing
可以说是整个戏剧的最高峰。
You can say it's the pinnacle of the entire drama。
不错，全世界都知道他征服了127省。
True, the whole world knows he has conquered land。
整个江山都是他的。
All the countries，
如果有一个人他整个这样的大兵将军、八号将军都是他的话
，If there's a person who owns possesses all the countries，
我们要说他到了荣耀的级别。
You can say he has reached the pinnacle of his glory。
我在背后还有一样东西。
There's still one more thing。
这是亚哈书里最得意、最荣耀的一件事。
That's the thing that make him feel most proud。
整个江山比不上瓦斯提的美丽。
And the entire country cannot compare to the beauty of Vashti。
那这样的美丽，到全世界再也找不到的。
And this kind of beauty you can find nowhere。
现在还要全世界看见。
now you want the whole world to see.
他的成就不只是赢得了江山。
His accomplishment not only won the cup.
他的成就也赢得了美人。
His accomplishment is won the beauty.
现在江山美人只在他一身。
Now the country and the beauty of Vasa.
所以等到最后，你等到瓦斯提能够出现在众人眼前的时候。
Until Colasta can appear in front of everyone.
那可以说人的骄傲就达到了最高点。
You can see the pride of a man is reached in.
现在亚哈斯可以说我死也没有遗憾了。
Now Ahasuerus can say I can even die without regret.
这给我们看见这个亚当里面我们这个旧人能够达到一个什么样的地步。
This shows that in Adam our old man can become so
achievable.
He cannot do
that.
This last time he is to appear.
这是不得了的解释。
This is a very
important thing.
The king has a will.
王的旨意就是国法。
The decree of the king is that
当王的意志出去要皇帝然后来到众人面前的时候
When the king wants the queen to appear in front of our people
王的话在那个时候就是国家的法律
The word of the king at that time is the law
国家的法律是不能够更改的
And the law of the country cannot be changed
没有人能够更改
No one can change
it 所以的话王这个堕落的魂
So is this corrupted soul
最高的表现表现在人物之上
And the manifestation the highest manifestation is in our
你看见说你怎么知道我们这个人是亚当堕落的
How can we tell we are in Adam a fall
我们在我骨子里面每个人都是亚哈斯的王
In our bones each and every one of us
没有一个人能够折断我的意志的
No one can break my will
你看见我呼吸什么时候谁要折断我的意志
Somebody wants to come to break my will.
我要撕毁他的一切。
I want to destroy everything.
我是不能被得罪的。
I cannot be offended.
我是不能受伤害的。
I cannot be hurt.
我是全世界最重要的。
I am the most important figure.
如果你不给我面子
，If you do not give me,
如果你叫我受伤
，If you hurt me,
结果你看那个后果，那个反应是非常非常极端的。
You see the reaction is very very violent.
你是另外一方面。
And I am
the 一国之君。
You are the head of the country.
你的反应让全世界都知道的。
Your reaction will show to everyone.
现在你是怒火中烧。
Now the wrath is burning.
现在你不没有人得罪你。
Nobody can offend you.
实在不来呀。
Now
没有在这个时候，在全世界面前，这个人没有面子的。
In front of the whole world, this king has no face.
现在他受到了巨大的伤害。
Now he's greatly insulted.
那么现在怎么办呢
？Now what do
you 看见说？很明显给我们看亚哈斯的反应很清楚的
And this reaction of Ahasuerus is very clear
他一定有反应的
He must react
那个反应一定是极端的反应
And that reaction must be